Alright, you are now tuned into Ritz FM and this is Cheeky Sport. Happy New Year, and you have myself, Big J.
Yeah, with Cheeky Sport at Happy New Year.
Relegation Jai, Happy New Year as well.
2020 new hairline joke.
Oh.
All I'm saying is, isn't it, the rumors are true that I come back from Turkey, but we don't know because I got this hat. No, we don't know.
Go on, do you know what's going to happen?
If we get 10k likes on this video, Joe will take his hat off and we can see if it's true.
Yeah, word.
Wait. Chris isn't here today because he's too busy sending for Stormzy.
For real.
Nah, he's with Giggs.
Chris, a.k.a. Wiley.
Hey, if you guys don't know, Chris is definitely Wiley.
He's mad similar.
You don't know nothing about hip hop, Jai.
You're a baby in this.
Yeah, he loves that. He loves that one. Big up Chris every single time. Obviously,
shout out Chris.
I'll be real with you, man. Yeah, you see the FA Cup thing. I'm not even going to talk about that yet.
Obviously, bro, you got to put the spec on it, man.
We won it the most times in it, Arsenal. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no one
the magic of the FA Cup. Of course you don't care, mate.
No one cares.
Of course you don't care.
Here we go.
When was the last time you made it?
When was the last time?
You shut your mouth.
You're Division One, mate.
Yeah, Division One.
Division One.
Hey, listen. Talking about.
Also, can I just take this time to say, plug our brand new podcast on our channel? Yeah, big up the Tap In Show.
Big up
podcast. Yeah,
big them up. Big them up.
You see them man there? Nah, it's not like this.
Yeah,
that shoulder was nice and rested the other day when I went.
That man talk football, innit?
That man talk football.
And just in case you're not clear, it's on our channel. Make sure you show them love and support every single time.
YouTube is kicking in now, isn't it? The YouTuber joke.
Yeah, come on.
Smash that subscribe button. Smash it.
Ring the bell.
Smash it.
Smash that bell. Smash that bell.
He's not subscribed. You couldn't even say it. Smash that subscribe button. Come on, bro.
What was it? Billy Madison. Today, Junior.
That's a good film.
All right, listen. So I thought I'd start with the new year, just because of like you know what actually happened in regards to.
Because it's New Year.
No. I was talking about the Arsenal Man United game, bro.
Okay.
That's the one that you know they know this Arsenal Man.
You know what? Okay.
Why are we still talking about that game?
Listen,
because the first game of the year. Do you know what?
We talked about this on the show last year. Obviously 2 weeks ago, but last year sounds nicer.
Yeah.
And I was saying with Arsenal fans, they get gassed too quickly.
You did say that.
Look what's happened.
Yeah. Literally,
the
you
way
said that.
I saw the TL Arsenal fans reacting. I genuinely thought you won the Champions
League. It's embarrassing,
fam.
Embarrassing.
How could Chris? You know what I mean? How could Chris say the infamous words in the group chat? We're back.
Man said we're back.
he said we're back.
When you see man, they're putting we're back.
Like, Joe, can I ask you a question? Joe, can I ask you a question? You're not calling Arteta Tete, are you?
I started the whole Tete Guardiola. I started it, mate.
Bro, he hasn't done anything.
So what? So what?
Why
you do you know what? Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, sometimes it's also about the support you give your manager. Because if you look at Klopp, yeah, he was considered a legend, yeah, after he lost that UEFA League Cup final from early.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just need someone to gas you up enough.
Did you not gas up Unai Emery?
No, no. Well, who?
But it's not consistent. It's not consistent, though. That's the problem. It's not consistent. You guys win one game, get gassed, go, yeah, we're back in the manager.
No.
As soon as you draw Hunter Palace, he's got to go.
Jake, let me tell you something, Jake.
I said, Jake.
It's time to go.
Let me tell you something, Jake. Yeah, let me tell you something, Jake.
I think the 40 kills are still messing with the
Jake, let me tell you, it's all rumours. Let me tell you something, Jake. Yeah, you can't say that because you know what it's like when you've got a new manager and he's actually playing with an identity.
No, he's not playing with an identity.
What are you talking about?
He's not playing with an identity.
Your team definitely ain't got an identity.
When Ollie won, what, 13 in a row?
They have no
identity then.
He was winning games. He was winning games. Don't say new manager bounce, yeah? Because you guys have been bouncing around with results recently anyway.
Bournemouth.
Who us?
Bournemouth, yeah.
Yeah, but hold on a second. But when
you
got to remember, sometimes it takes a while for the philosophy to come in. You lot were drinking that Space Jam water, yeah, and then you guys went mad for like 13 games. But then after what? It's all about seeing how we're playing. You've seen how Aubameyang and them are putting in work. They actually want to play now.
Oh, you watch their training.
Wait. I'll be real. They have been pressing more, but do you see how tired they get at 70 minutes?
I know. Bro, it's embarrassing.
It's not like my ran 90.
You see Bear,
my life.
You need a Pokemon potions.
I saw Aubameyang, yeah. I saw Aubameyang try to press, so he came left back. And he let the guy just skip past it.
Yeah. I saw that, because they were going like, and Aubameyang is covering a left back. And just him there, like, delirious. Like, I don't know what's going on. You got the scars spinning around the head. Like Crash Bandicoot. It was
bro,
like that.
I'm not going to lie to you.
He looked like a boxer in the 10th round, bro.
He looked like Anthony Yard against Kovalev in the last round.
Even that Chelsea game, the way the Arsenal team were deflated, I'll tell someone, I stand up.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Stand up, stop trying to hit
it. After 60 minutes, that's where it's nuts. The last half an hour is peak.
Right. Arteta was hogging that line though, wasn't he? He was right off on the line.
Yeah, of course, looking good for the cameras. Looking good for the cameras. That's what he's learnt from Pep. You don't have to look good for the cameras.
No. You know what? Yes, I agree with McKean. I agree with McKean. They know what they did. Because after the Chelsea game, he's all picking up players.
And do you know what? It was a cup final.
Do you know what's disgusting?
At full time, just that hugging of players. Yeah, conveniently in front of the cameras.
Yeah.
Why? Klopp, Pep, and now Arteta. Now
maybe only got a Solskjaer to start hugging these players, mate. Because all he's doing in a change room.
We're going to get to that.
That was a terrible game, was it?
Let's not talk about that.
Do the impression.
Do the impression.
Send you the voice note for the West.
Everything's coming out of 10,000
likes. 10,000
likes,
baby.
Oh, my word. All right. Hey, 10,000 likes. Hella reveals. You better share that.
Whatever reveals.
Hella. Right. Hey, 10,000 likes. I'll give you guys 10,000 likes.
I swear. I'll play the voice note. It's hilarious. Oh, my God.
Nah, he's going to do it in a sec. He'll do it in a sec. Right, wrap it up on Arsenal. End of the day, it's too early to talk. I think it's embarrassing that to give a man a standing ovation at 60 minutes when he scored a FIFA goal. Like, and a lot of people were confused by why I called it a FIFA goal, because it's a guaranteed anyone could score that.
Yeah.
When you do a pullback, all you got to do is just side foot
in. No, but if he misses that, everyone gets onto him.
Bro.
He has to bury that.
It's an easy goal. It's the easiest goal ever.
Do you know what? Look, I don't want to be negative about Arsenal, because I am quite often, as it's quite obvious on this show, but again with Pepe, they're gassing him up again. He scored one, like when he scored them two free kicks. Was it two free kickers against that Portuguese team? They were like, "Yeah, look." Mm. And then he went quiet.
And until you score 10 goals, you shouldn't be celebrating. You shouldn't have a celebration.
But no, to be fair, like
your celebration should be clapping.
Why do you say that?
And hugging.
No, bro. Oh yeah. Oh, because Hakim said
if you haven't scored 10 goals, you shouldn't have a celebration.
Say that to my brother Cantwell. That was Every time he begs for Norwich, I got next over there. Hey, pick up bro, because he has mad flavour.
He does. He definitely goes to the local yard shop in Anglia. You know what I mean? You know, he's got a little sweat. Yeah, I'll get a little salt fish free with that,
Anglia,
please.
You know. Wasn't it? He's bringing it. He's playing it. I went to 10,000 likes.
Yeah, 10,000 likes.
Sneak
preview.
Is everything coming out now?
It's sneak preview.
Hold on.
Much.
Pepe played well. Don't get me wrong. Yeah,
that was a great match.
Pepe played well.
He did. But well, who's he against?
They're gassing
who's
he against?
A terrible Luke Shaw.
I didn't know Hakim hated Luke Shaw so much.
No. Luke Shaw.
I beg you, talk about his football and nothing else.
Nah, Pepe, so sit down.
Thanks.
Please. Talk about who?
Luke Shaw's football and nothing else.
What do you mean?
I'm worried for him. No jokes. No, Jack, I'm not laughing. I'm being dead serious.
Jack is about to lay off that
I'm being dead serious.
No, wait, hold on. What do you mean by his football and nothing else? What else is there to talk about? What is weight?
No, yeah, I feel like mentally.
No, but I mean, why
no,
do you...
No, but no, I feel like mentally, the guy gets attacked.
He does, and I feel
so much.
That's actually true.
What do you mean by attacked?
Bro.
What do you mean, like, by the media?
Bro, put it this way, yeah? Yeah.
No, I'm not having that. Do you know what? I'm not having that. Hold on. Okay, go on.
Online, everyone goes, like...
Do you know why? Do you know I'm not accepting that though?
Bro, why?
Wait.
We can find it.
Firstly, I do agree that is the case. But, okay. But in this era, yeah, hold on. In this era, players, even Man United players as well, specifically over the last 5 to 10 years, even has had heavy, heavy criticism.
I agree.
And none of you guys were saying that about Ashley Young.
Ashley Young's our guy.
Are you mad? Ashley Young has got so much abuse. He's not on Instagram or Twitter. Do you understand? Do you understand the most? Do you understand that him, Lukaku, about 5 Man United players, Phil Jones, none of them tweet or on social media. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
They're not on it because of the abuse. Yeah. That's why they're not on it. The only ones that are on it is like Maguire, Rashford, Lingard.
I agree, but what I'm saying, Akeem, because you can also argue 5 years ago, people didn't understand the effects of this. Like, we're in a world where people evolve. Do you see what I'm saying? I know it's a little bit serious than that, but I'm just saying, I'd rather, don't get me wrong, banter's banter, innit? Like, we do that as well, cheeky sport, but I'm actually seriously a little bit concerned for them kind of man. I saw Pogba getting mad abuse, bruv, yeah? My man didn't even play the game because...
That's the problem. But that's the problem with social media in general.
Yeah.
It's all about who can get the funniest...
Little meme.
And that's where it escalates and it goes out of control. Mm. And that's just how that generation operates.
Unfortunately.
And it's unfortunate because everything's so visible nowadays. Mm. Whereas you can cuss a man in the pub back in the day and they wouldn't hear about it unless there's, maybe one or two chants were said in the crowd. But nowadays, because everything's so active and things circulate and retweet and, get bigger and bigger, even if you're trying to avoid it as a player, you're...
No, 100%.
Saying that, though, let's be honest with you, in football terms, he looked very unsure. I'm just saying.
But look,
he did.
He looked like he did
not know whether. All I could think of was when Jose Mourinho said, "I had to think for him."
And honestly,
I looked at him and I was thinking, "How do you, as a professional footballer, after all these years of playing the game, not know where to stand?"
Let me give my opinion on Luke Shaw. Yeah, look,
you tweeted like 5 minutes in, get him off the pitch.
And he was right. All banter aside, with Luke Shaw, how did he see? You don't go on Twitter like that. Yeah. But anyway, all banter aside with Luke Shaw, he has not got the footballing brain or mentality that is not only required for Man United, but on a serious note. I'm not arguing about you.
I just found out we got Man City away in the draw.
Yeah? Oh, shame.
Well, you didn't care about it.
Why is that unfair?
Well, you didn't care about the competition, Jake.
I know he likes away games, but like...
That's dead, man.
So he could win that.
No, Man City away. We'll get pumped.
Any game you can win. Long story short, in a sentence, just to sum it up.
That's what Coleman's teaching them, man.
Some players, bro, some players... Play football.
That was about 10 years ago.
Hey, some players play football, because they are just good at it, and they don't love it. And I don't think, I don't think he loves the game. Yeah. Like, he doesn't have a footballing. He's not obsessed with it like certain players. You can see certain players are practitioners where they care so much. They'll make sure they're in shape all the time. They'll make sure they understand.
I'm not just saying it, but like a Rashford. Them men are obsessed.
Like a Rashford. Rashford's obsessed. But even if you look at older players, players who look like they care, Ashley Young cares. He may not be good, but he cares. You can see in his eyes. When you're watching him play,
the pay cut.
You can see. And that's why you can look into his eyes.
That's why you can see.
Not in a single episode.
You can see it in his eyes.
I've never ever cussed. Bro, man will never cuss Ashley Young. I never cuss Ashley Young, ever.
Because he cares.
He cares. But that's the point.
No, I was talking about the...
Sure doesn't.
No, I was talking about the attitude thing. Because when I used to say that I don't like the way Martial misses chances and starts putting his head in the sky, I don't like his attitude.
What do you mean he puts his head in the sky?
I was watching
his warm-up last season, bloody heck.
Bro, you're like...
I was just like, seriously, bro.
All right, listen, before we get onto all the players...
Ask one question about that. Do you feel that's just a type of player? Because like Ozil's like that as well, where his face is like a computer game. He doesn't change.
Like, with those people that have a sarcastic face.
The weird thing is, Ozil it doesn't matter if he gets a hard challenge or he scores a goal. His face is like the same.
Nah, bro,
this ain't banter. It's true, isn't it? Ozil, though, it's not like you could tell when Ozil's angry or when he's happy. He's the same face.
You can, man. You know when Ozil's wind up.
Yeah, bro, you know what I'm trying to say in comparison to other players.
I know, he's not expressive.
I think that's part of it, but I think.
Because that's what makes Ozil have a lot of stick.
But I think those players as well, yeah. You can see it in their body language. Because Ozil in the last two games, even though he looks tired when he's doing it, he's trying to press.
He's trying.
Should have stayed out that late for that Fortnite session. You know what I mean?
Hey, that was him, Ozil. That weren't me, mate.
No, Ozil, I don't care. Yeah.
Of course he wouldn't. Bloody hell. All right, listen. Let's talk about Ollie because we do have to mention.
We do have to mention it
before we move on because I feel like we spent a lot of time on Man United.
Sorry, before we get big up 003.5, as Chris likes to call him, 007. 003.5, that's his real name.
Anyway, he's doing his thing.
Who's
003.5?
That's Tech Guardiola.
Oh, why is he getting a big up?
Tech.
He's played one win.
Yeah. Why are you so annoyed?
Why are you worried about your own team?
Why don't you worry about your own team?
Finally, they're getting to everybody else about their accents.
Set eight, one win.
I'm set eight guy, you know.
All right.
Let's go.
Andy, doesn't it annoy you? It must do.
No, he's just trying to make sure the sound.
I just don't want to talk about Arteta.
We've moved on. I'm moving on to Ali Gunnar Solskjaer.
Tet to you.
Oh my gosh.
Basically, Mr. Arteta.
Basically, me and Akeem have been having this one narrative in regards to Solskjaer on this show where we spoke about his post-match conferences.
Oh, mate, we've been talking about this for a while, you two.
But now, exactly, we have. But now that Robin Van Persie mentioned it...
Because he's got the clout.
Did you see the response?
Yeah, but that's not real.
He took my 20, my number 20.
And that's the only thing he's going to be taken from me.
And then he smiled and went, no.
He said, that's probably. See, he even hesitated with that. He's like, that's probably the only thing he's going to take.
What else is he going to take?
Guys, can I just say one thing about what made that funny? And no one clocked it, yeah? When he said that, did this, he looked to the left and gave somebody a wink as if to say, yeah. I showed him. Yeah. You know when you give him the wink, like...
I actually saw that. So
did you get that wink?
I thought it was to the lady that does the interviews and says that it's done. But I'm not saying that, though. But did you notice he kind of looked to someone and went...
Don't worry. I told you I was going to give him a piece of my mind today. Is that the guy you want to go to war with?
He said, yeah, we're going to make sure we tell Pogba to tell his agent to stop talking crap. Because obviously the players are ours. I was thinking, if that was Fergie, boy, he would have taken you and the agent.
And you know, people forget, Fergie had a big issue with that agent.
No, listen, you know Mino, yeah? You can tell he's one of those people, yeah, who... If you don't respect the manager, he'll start talking more.
There's many big players who are playing
in unsuccessful teams at the moment, but he's pinpointing Man United because he knows Solskjaer's the joke. He'll never do that. I'm not trying to go back to Mourinho, but he'll never talk like that when Mourinho's in charge. He knows Mourinho will shut him up real quick. Mm. But Solskjaer, look at those comments he's saying. He's like, oh, he needs to get his players out of this club. It's not even just Jose.
It's who's Jose's agent? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're playing with some
100%.
You're playing with big boys.
You start messing around with one of Jose's clients.
Bro, that's not good for business.
But who do you think Ollie... Who's Ollie's agent?
Oh, mate, it doesn't matter.
General manager at McDonald's. General manager at McDonald's.
He doesn't have one.
Man, just turn up. Please, can I...
You know what actually upset me the most about Solskjaer?
That 99 goes... Hey...
What upset me the most?
Hey, bro, he managed a club called Mold.
What upset me the most about Solskjaer's in the last week is that Football Manager video that came out.
Steve was talking about it in cabin football. He does a team talk. Bro, he's got to pull it up. What happens is there's a video. No context, Ollie.
It's on, who put it in the group?
It's Tariq. Was it you?
Yeah, it's Tariq probably. But either way, I'll explain quickly while Joel's bringing up.
All right, they got another group around me, you know, man.
Oh, what? You guys don't know. the man we're saying this is the group chat king.
Hey, listen, you said they put me in your group chat, you know, your football one. Guys,
it's Tuesday.
You sat me in there.
Hey, guys, it's Tuesday. We're doing something called Wednesday, so I made a group chat. Wednesday.
Hey, you know what makes me laugh?
Tomorrow I'll make one about Thursday.
Hey, do you know what makes me laugh about his group chats? Is that he always says, yeah, we'll get rid of it since the temp group. It never temp. It never collapses.
It's always there.
This guy's a group chat king, man.
If you want to join my group chat,
I'm making a new group chat.
Hey,
guys, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I be getting like prank. I get like prank called quite a lot. I don't know how my number.
Sit down.
Yeah.
What?
You actually? I'm getting bare mad prank calls. I was thinking, do you think we should do like a WhatsApp group chat?
We should. Honestly, get a new number.
And then we'll put it inside, and then we just
Because it's sick, bruv. Because then at least if someone thinks you're chatting rubbish, they can just, you get me.
That would be sick.
Well, I need the burner.
Gary
Vaynerchuk
one.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. He's always got the number there.
Wearing a number on the t-shirt now, like Mike Jones, old school.
Yeah, bro, we could do like a WhatsApp number, then all the mandem just add it and just send it.
All right, new thing, that's what we're doing. 2020.
All right. The group chat, group chat with all of you lot in there. Man, I'm going to get hella cool.
Anyway, so this video, yeah? How can you not find it yet?
Sorry.
Quick thing, quick thing.
I'm going through all these memes that
You're verified, bro. You're verified.
Quick thing.
Surely you can tap into the Illuminati again.
Bro, can you stop saying that? Seriously, I actually don't like it.
I actually don't like it. Quick thing. Basically, it was one of them videos of, you know, like how football focus goes away and like, oh, let's see how Solskjaer's doing at Mold, like blah blah blah. So it's like a 50-minute special.
At some point
in the video, they're like, he's playing Football Manager, managing his team against another club. I'm not gonna say anything else besides watch it, bro. Let me bring up.
It's the way they made it.
Shall I explain it? If you can't find it.
No. I can find it in a second.
It's the way they made it seem so casual about how he was clicking the buttons and.
Bro,
you know that Football Manager has all the expressions for you.
You need to watch it.
You got it, yeah?
Hold on, I'm gonna find it.
Have you got it?
I'm gonna bring it up now.
Keem, you take it so long, man.
Got it. He's got it. I got it. Wait for it. Talking about how he likes the game. We should clip it in the bottom here.
This is the long version.
It's only a minute long. It's cool.
Definitely the long version.
I know. 2020, short patience. Wait for it. Hold on. Where did Akeem get the long version? Here we go.
Nah, bro, this is mental.
No, now just watch it. Wait. This is what happens when you skip it. This is what happens when you skip it. Exactly. This is what happens.
Anyway, guys. 2020. What's your
name? Highway. Shh.
Wait, it's real.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's not even the
same. So the one. No, basically, it comes to the team talk, yeah, and they go like, oh, it goes like, oh, like, you know, oh, just go out and enjoy yourselves, it says. And then it cuts to them conceding in the 90th minute.
Bro, he actually clicks the option.
And he goes like, oh.
And you know the funny thing? You know the funny thing? He's playing with the players, yeah? And he's like, Vorte, hey, imagine.
Imagine,
is playing with all of the players he knows, innit? So he's talking like to the screen. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna play Vortec here. Yeah, Vortec. Yeah, he can play. He can run. He can go run out. He's literally talking like that. He's talking like he's managing. Then he's like, half time. Yeah, let the boys have fun. Let them have some fun.
Yeah.
They conceded. He is dead. He is dead food.
So you saying he ain't got the juice?
Bro, no.
Bro, he's dead food.
Bro, I don't know, man.
Anyway.
Big up Solskjaer. I just don't think he has the tactics. I don't think he has the minerals. I hope the players love him as much.
Yeah.
As much as he thinks he does. Because he said something about it being like medieval. Like there was a comment he made in the press conference where he said, I'm not going to act like it's the medieval times. Which basically signified to me that he believes that maybe acting like a strict manager is a bit old-fashioned.
Because it didn't work the last manager, so he's probably thinking, why am I going to replicate what didn't work? Do
you know what I mean? Well, it depends what you class as not work. because he's got the second highest win ratio of all time for Man United.
Cool, but let's forget. All right, we've spoken about Solskjaer. We forgot, right? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts, Jermaine? Because we never asked you the questions about the Pogba injury and how he handled it.
Why did you start laughing?
It was Jermaine's face.
He sat one up with this Pogba injury because he knows that he knows.
Wow, what's your fault?
Make sure they can eat.
Alright, so basically the reason why Joel's getting on to me is because I believe that, like we mentioned earlier, there are certain Man United players that definitely get targeted by the media and the fans, etc. Yeah.
1,000,000%. Yeah.
But I don't like Pogba, innit? I don't like Pogba. I don't like how he handles things.
Why?
I just think he could. I think he can control his agent, but he likes to speak for his agent. I think a lot of the times when you hear Mino say stuff, I feel like that's actually.
You know, Mino probably gives strict words to his players, saying, "Nah, no, but I talk for you."
I honestly think super agent has power. I often hear man saying, "Oh, Pogba doesn't say anything," but then what I've noticed, Pogba's response is, "I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
He never comes out and expresses his love.
I think you're both right. First of all, I'm not trying to lie in it. It's all out there in the internet. No snitching, no 6ix9ine. You saw him in Asia when he was in Asia. He said, "It's time for me to move on." He said that fact. We all saw
straight up.
He's not dumb. He knew it was going to get out in the media.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He thinks it's time to go. But it's also interesting because when Patrice Evra was talking on Sky Sports, right? It was a Sky Sports interview. He was talking about when Pogba left and how he's like, you know, Pogba's like his little brother. And, you know, Patrice, he said he thinks that his agent is influential. And he probably used stronger words than that, but I can't remember what he said. But he was basically saying that his agent is controlling things a little bit. You know them ones there. So, so it's not a secret.
And I don't think Pogba, do you know what I mean? And he doesn't, and I think because of that, and
he
allows the agent to kind of get away with a few things. And because of that, Pogba doesn't care about Man United. He doesn't care about the fans. He doesn't. He's a better player than everybody there. But that
does he not, though? But does he not?
No, he doesn't.
Not to me.
All I know is that he's got 38.7 million followers. Even if you don't want to put it on the feed, you could put it on the story.
Bro changes his Twitter DP and all of that. You know them subliminals.
What did he change it?
World Cup only.
But let me ask you though. Then again, does any player show their love for a club and commit? They don't really do that anymore.
No.
Deep what I'm saying. Like, Hazard had a point when he was going to do that. He didn't do it. But this was about a year before he left, even. He didn't do it.
I'm just saying, he still
banged as hard as he could for Chelsea. I'm just saying
that at the end of the day, because of all the cloud that is around Pogba, it would be good to actually try and combat that
he doesn't care.
He played very well when, I know it was a few games ago against Watford and stuff like that. That's when
what
I remembered no yeah, you know when he not. Came on when he
Sorry,
came
irrelevant,
on
irrelevant.
No Akeem irrelevant. When he came on Akeem irrelevant. He was pulling strings but He's your players irrelevant. Were not capable
I get it.
Irrelevant.
I get it.
Their food
irrelevant. Irrelevant.
That was the issue
irrelevant.
And he's I
don't want to know about good performances when teams lose. I'm not interested.
At the end of the day, I'm going
to
move on from United. But I know the fans are going to say, "Oh, Pogba is your best player." I know, bro, but that doesn't mean just because he's man's best player doesn't mean I'm going to bet him.
You shut your mouth, you're in the championship. You shut your mouth. You're not allowed to speak until after the Man City game if you win.
Genuine question, where do you not think your teams will finish this season?
I already said outside top six.
I think
six.
It's going to be too late for us, man.
Because I see all these Arsenal fans going, top four guaranteed.
Top
oh
four?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I've seen a lot of Arsenal fans say that.
Our biggest failure post Alex Ferguson would be to finish below Arsenal this season. Like, personally. What? If we finish below Arsenal, if we finish below...
Now you're trying to check the people.
I want to move on. I want to talk about Mourinho.
Look, all I'm talking about Mourinho.
Let's talk about Mourinho.
I'm answering a question. My answer is...
We didn't ask you a question.
Yeah, you did. You asked where we finished. Where we finished.
I didn't ask.
I asked.
You're talking about failures, though. What are you talking about? The biggest failures.
No,
no, no. No one asked you that.
Akeem.
No one asked you that question.
Akeem, just say where you're going to finish.
No one.
That's my answer.
Nobody. You know, blank. Akeem. The biggest Man United failures is.
That basically means.
You know when you had a workout.
As long as we finish above Arsenal.
Yeah. You know when you have a workout.
Exactly.
You have a workout for SA. He does it by like times five. So now just explain it with one simple solution.
My answer.
Well, yeah,
trying to get maximum points on GCSEs. Yeah. You got to show you're working out.
Extra paper in that. Asking for extra paper.
Extra slips.
Listen. If we finish below Arsenal, then Ollie's got to go. That's it,
mate. You're saying
well, he's been got to go, but he should finish off this season. I don't want him to.
What's the point? Why do you say some of that as well? What's the point of finishing off the season if he's got to go?
Who would you bring in though? Who's going to be?
They're going to get Poch at the end of the season anyway.
Gus Hiddink.
They're getting Poch at the end of the season.
Gus Hiddink.
Yeah, Gus Hiddink.
I don't know why.
Is he still managing?
Yeah, man's going to drag him from wherever he is in his little retreat somewhere. Going, please,
please. That's got a robot. You're training him.
Oh, he's got 1% battery left. And you're trying to drag him back into the job.
That's dead, man. Let's just move on. Let's move on to Mourinho, man, because we're Solskjaer and all that.
And Carlo. Big Carlo.
I got to say, I'm starting to think that Big Jose's losing it still.
Oh, here we go.
and Jose's my favourite manager in the world, yeah?
You never
but
liked
But after...
Him.
What? Why are you lying? She's trying to get laughs.
No,
this is what you said about social media. This is about who can get the most laughs.
In the know, Akeem.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the know. No, honestly, yeah. It's like I'm starting to think that, maybe
rubbish.
You know what I mean?
Is that
maybe
rattle,
the man of a rat?
Is that rattle, Toby? Or is it the rattle bird in the cage?
do you know why? Do you know why that doesn't? It's not true because
rattle pigeon.
Look, he's also. There's also another manager. Why are you laughing?
Bro, he looked at the Southampton manager's clipboard,
bro. He was moving mad. He was moving mad. He's like, yeah, I deserved the yellow card, but he was an idiot. I was like,
it's funny because when he first came to Spurs, he tried to act as if he had changed.
Yeah, the humble one. Changed. The humble one. He's back to doing madness again.
Man gave him three games.
The guy is mental.
I just see Jose is back. Oh. There he is. Yeah,
the guy is crazy. He's actually crazy.
Look, all I'm going to say with this is give time.
He went.
Bro, he leaned over.
He leaned over. Into man's tactics.
You know, he was like leaning over the VIP barrier, like, trying to get in.
Wait,
hold on. What did Hasan Nuttall do when he looked?
Right, it was some next coach. It was someone else.
The next coach kind of looked up like,
But I think he did it to taunt him. He didn't do it to try to see his tactics. It was kind of like, what?
He was trying to annoy him. He was trying to pee him off.
What are you doing? You're trying to get under the manager's skin.
Do you think Mourinho knows he's like more of a personality now than anything else?
Yeah, do you know what I think it is?
I think
he wants to become an Instagram comedian after his career is done.
Nah, man. You've got to put some respect on Jose.
No, because you know what?
Who man this guy?
Only he, for somehow.
Jose 20,
you know.
But now look,
you have his own rage.
All we got to do is relax and realize, like, it's only been about 7-8 games he's managed.
Yeah,
I still think Tottenham's going to be in a strong position by the end of the season, and new manager bounce don't happen anymore.
When it's Arsenal,
new manager bounce, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But when it's them, it doesn't happen anymore.
Mourinho's proven. He's proven.
Look, Carlo Ancelotti, where's the new manager bounce? What, we could also say he's finished. He's not, though.
He's been declining for a minute, though, still.
Nah, you lot are not proving.
I respect him. No, I did not say I don't respect him. It's like Wenger at the end. We got to be honest that...
You can't compare Wenger. I'm not comparing them both.
Okay. I'm looking at...
Not the Don Carlo. Not the Don Carlo, mate.
You just want to put Arsenal down.
Bro, you're comparing Wenger to a man who won three Champions League.
Did I say that? What I'm saying is, sometimes, you got to admit, when it's a bit stale, when it's a bit expired, you got to be like, got to chuck this milk out of them. It's not the same. If you saw him at Napoli, the magic wasn't there.
Do you think they're coming to the end?
Napoli's a hard club, man. It's a difficult one there.
No, but
they're always in the shadow of Juventus there. and it's always they've always had that struggle to win anything over there. And they haven't.
I get that,
ages.
But when Sarri was there,
but when Sarri was there, they didn't win anything. They still performed.
Like someone like Ancelotti with his pedigree to go there and do nothing.
But sometimes certain managers just don't gel at certain clubs.
I get that. Are we expecting him to gel at Everton?
That's the thing.
Yeah, well, look. What I'm trying to say is, I don't think it's a good fit. I feel it's not the right setup there for him.
I don't think.
Do you know someone said something? I wanted to know you lot's opinion, yeah? Do you feel because of the size and like how Everton's like a mid-table club and they've got a huge manager like Carlo, do you think it's unacceptable? Someone said like Everton should never sack Carlo Ancelotti. It can never be his fault because he is so much of a good manager.
No, that's rubbish.
It's got to be down to something else that is causing it.
Yes.
Because do you feel that's the case?
Yes.
So you feel like it's got to be something else? Can I be real? If they sack Carlo, you know, I can't see. I don't understand who's gonna be better than that. That's what I'm saying.
No, I do. No, I agree.
So you guys don't believe that for every job you need the right man?
Management is universal. Let's break it down. This is Carlo Ancelotti, bad boy football player who knows everything about football and managerial. When he had Kaká doing bits, whatever. He was the one orchestrated one of the baddest AC Milan teams.
AC Milan was one of the best teams ever. The way he came to the Premier League,
he was the only manager after Jose, yeah, to also have a very strong squad that could dismantle anyone. Do you see what I'm saying? This is Carlo Ancelotti. Do you know what I mean? Then he went to Real Madrid, did bits there. He's a big boy in the game. So you can't tell me that he's going to go to Everton and struggle to... Struggle to set up cones or whatever or get the tactics right. Them man know football.
I agree with
what
you're saying.
So if it doesn't work, I just got to look and just say, hey, maybe the system that they got is more than the money that's required. Because you can have the money, but if the setup ain't right, like when Fergie went to United and he was like, we're going to start from the bottom up. That's how you
change
you, yeah. So sometimes you go there.
But this isn't
the
that sort of job.
I don't think managers have that sort of job.
It's a quick turnaround.
I don't think you hire Carlo Ancelotti to do a quick turnaround.
Three years is what they want.
That's a 5-year job. That's to get away.
But you see, Everton have always been in transition. They've been in transition for
exactly
since Moyes.
They're
left.
Inconsistent. Sometimes you see them top six, no, seventh.
Every season they have a good window. Everyone looks like, oh, Everton should
they
really
should do something.
Push
and
it
they
on
never
this.
Do.
And they never do
but,
it.
But that's the exact point of why they got Ancelotti, so they can consolidate that good team.
But I don't know.
And
you
would have paid.
Did you hear what Ancelotti said about them players after that?
Yeah, he said that
it was like men against boys. We're not good enough. Feel like we've never played as an 11. The mentality's poor, bro. He was letting them have it.
But the funny thing is, he's played at such a level. When man says that, he's not lying.
He's not lying. 100%.
But do you feel this is a problem? Do you feel this is a problem that both Ancelotti and obviously we're just talking about Mourinho as well. They've played with such good players and such good teams.
I feel sorry for them.
That is why they're saying, "Oh, Dier's not good enough. This player's not good enough. That player." They've seen so much good.
Put it this way.
They don't see.
I'm sorry to compare football with the podcast team. You guys are top class elite, my guys. If I sat there with people who were just skipping lines, poor, couldn't get it right, I'm sorry. I'm gonna find it very hard to say this team is a superstar team alongside. Think of it for yourself. Do you know what I mean? Viewers don't want to see people and they think, oh, this is dead. They want to see, it's hard to big up people who are not doing their job and who have never played together, like he said, properly as an 11. I'm sorry, you can't go from coaching Kaká and then you're struggling against some of these men. Do you know what I mean? Maybe what Jermaine's saying is right then.
I don't think you need managers on the level of where the club is at that point. I feel like Mourinho and Carlo maybe are too big for their jobs.
There's something that Hakeem always says. He always says that a good manager can go to a team that's all right and make them look better than they are.
No, but yeah. I used to believe that, but I don't know anymore.
I don't know, because the problem is nowadays there's so much pressure on the job. Back in the day, there was a lot less pressure to turn things around. And I don't think nowadays, as much as clubs and boards say, we'll give them time, I don't think there's enough time required for a lot of managers nowadays to actually turn up, start from the bottom, get rid of the dead wood, and give them time to rebuild the squad.
But that's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen nowadays.
It's never going to happen.
You worry about, you know, whether you're close to relegation or not getting enough money here or competing with other clubs. That's the problem. And now, because the whole culture of football's completely changed now. Everything's so quick. You have to do this now.
I know this is going to be jarring, but can I just bring Liverpool into this conversation?
Yeah, go on.
I was going
to mention that. Klopp recently done that interview with Arsene Wenger, and he spoke about...
I haven't seen it yet, you know?
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm sure.
It's mainly Klopp talking. It's mainly about Klopp, and then, you know, Wenger just kind of... you know, echoing some of the stuff he says and just adding little points here and there. Yeah. But like Klopp was talking about when he got there, he knew straight away that who had potential and who didn't. Mm. And who he could bring in and who he felt like he could build the team with, yeah? Mm-hmm. I always think that, I put my hands up, I used to laugh at Klopp the most out of everybody.
Really?
Bro, I knew what he did at Dortmund.
And so did
Hakeem.
But do you know why Klopp's so good? It's because he's ruthless, but the way in which he operates his ruthlessness is unparalleled. No one can match him on that level because...
Elaborate.
He still creates a positive atmosphere at the club, despite the fact he's being ruthless and going, look, we need to get this player.
But do you know why?
We need to do this.
But you know why, though, Jack? It's because he's backed by the board.
That is also true.
For him, even when it looked like it wasn't really going on for Liverpool, there was never the dreaded, what's that dreaded thing that they could vote of confidence?
You never
got any of that because with Klopp, even the fans, to be fair to him, were so on his side that the players, they had no choice
but
to play for him.
But you're saying that, but even in the case of what we're talking about now, Mourinho, Carlo, and even Solskjaer, all three of them are surely backed by the board.
I don't think that's a straight line.
Do you think Carlo would come to that thing without being backed?
Bro.
No, he's...
Of course.
Let me break it down to you.
Klopp, you know, when he needed a new goalkeeper, they went out, they did what they had to do. I'm not saying that Liverpool spent the most amount of money ever, right? But if he needed something, it was done. Van Dijk, it was done. You know what I mean? It happened. With when you're looking at Solskjaer, bro, he tried to sell Martial. They vetoed that straight away. Whether the board were right or wrong or not, they vetoed that straight away.
Certain
things that he wanted, they vetoed it straight away.
You're talking about Solskjaer now?
Yeah, Solskjaer. They stopped it. So whether they bought him or not, they stopped it.
No, bruv.
All right. But you know what?
And who's the other manager? Who's the other manager that you mentioned?
Was it Mourinho? Mourinho's too early. It's the window.
You see why Ole's different to that.
Daniel Levy will give man peace.
But the reason why Ole's different to, say, Klopp in that aspect is because Ole was, they were pressured to give him the job. So in their full heart, they're not actually fully behind Ole because they've been forced into appointing him as manager. And they're looking at certain decisions he's trying to do, and they're going, "Nah, this. What are you doing, bro?"
But you know, you guys,
there's always going to be an element of questioning what he does. Whereas with Klopp, they always had full faith.
But the reason why I say that though, Jack, is because the fans and the board always said that they could see what Klopp was trying to do.
Just like with
Tech Guardiola, man are saying they can see what he's trying to do.
Give an example of a manager you can't see.
That's my whole point. When we're looking at Solskjaer, are we looking at managers that we can see?
It's too early for
that,
man.
Carlo's too early. The reason why a lot of people don't like Solskjaer is because they say they can't see tactically what he's trying to bring. They don't see it. They don't get it.
But you know what? About this whole chairman thing, and we all know, obviously, because we're not talking to the chairman, we are making a series of assumptions about a lot of things.
Of course.
We are. Like, okay, they're backing this manager, but they didn't back this manager purposely. Oh, this and that.
They didn't back Jose. Jose came out and he said it straight.
Okay, exactly. But unless this manager speaks out at the end, which hardly any manager does, but Jose did, Rafa Benitez did when
Unai.
He left.
Unai as well, was he really back?
But see, that's the thing. See, with the Arsenal factor, I'm still struggling to understand how Arsenal could have billionaires running the club for 15 years or 10 years and a manager that they keep renewing a contract for, they don't back. And it's like, are you not backing them? Think about it. Are you not backing them because you don't like it? Is it a part where Wenger said, because he never came out and said at any point that he didn't have the players. Maybe he came out and said, we've got youngsters that can do it. We don't need anyone. A lot of people are not thinking about that factor, that maybe he did say that.
He did say that, though.
Exactly.
Well, I think at the same time, people about steadying the ship for
him. So people today die are saying Arsenal, oh, Wenger was not bad. But how do you know? How do you know that man didn't go back to the Gazidis and say, we don't need anyone?
Yeah, yeah, true.
You don't know that?
True.
The only players that you know, the only managers you know is Rafa and Jose. They're the only two that's come out and openly, publicly said it. If they haven't publicly said it, how do you know? Yeah. You don't know.
Fair enough. But still, you know what I'm saying? I always say, man, if you want your team to do well, you got to have your board, your management, your players, fans on a train.
But it's impossible.
Everybody.
It's impossible nowadays.
And you say it's impossible, bro. I swear to you, watch that Man City documentary,
No.
I keep saying
To even beat that, Liverpool's gone to a different level.
Five days into the
transfer window. Bro, they've negotiated, signed, and started. He's played already a game.
But let me tell you something about Klopp. Klopp does his business early. He moves like how Jose used to move.
But listen to what Jermaine said, though. But for that to happen, the board has to be in sync with him. Klopp probably went to them back in November and said, January 1st.
But they're not dumb. They're not dumb because they looked at that and everybody sees what man like Son is doing to the Asian market. Son is the spiciest footballer in all of Asia. So when Liverpool look at that, they're looking at their 2-3-5 year plan and they're thinking, hold on a second, we're going to be challenging for the league for the next few years. How do we go to that next level to become a super team? And in order to do that, you do have to get your Jinsen Parks. Yeah. You do have to get your Nakatas. You do have to get those
figures.
You've got to get those players. Because
that Japanese market's going to be lit
now. And when you combine that with the likes of Sadio Mane and Egypt, they've got the two kings of Africa.
They've got the Nike deal coming.
And let's not forget Firmino as well.
So when I hear Mbappe might be coming, I think it's not as crazy as people think.
It's not.
Because when Eden Hazard went to Chelsea, there was other options. But they won the Champions League. Chelsea were obviously trying to transition and go to the next level. Eden said, I'm going Chelsea.
Yeah. Simple. But that's the thing. People are putting, you know, lack of respect on Liverpool's name.
Yeah.
Because when people say Mbappe going to Liverpool, everyone's laughing. And I'm thinking, listen, they are the best team in the world.
They are the best team in the world.
And you're telling me you wouldn't want to go there?
They are.
I know, Andy. But, it hurts to say.
Was he ever a fan?
He's
like, no. It's facts. He's from Manchester. They are, Andy. He would never say it. But that's the thing. You look at Liverpool, I can't see them losing this season, bro. I can't see them. That means they're going to be invincible.
Someone asked me the other day, they said, oh, do you reckon they're going to beat the Invincibles?
I think they could.
And they stood there laughing. As if, I said,
it's very possible.
If they did, who can hate on them?
Yeah.
When you're playing like that, bro.
Nah, but I got to say.
And they wouldn't even be Invincibles, bro. They've won. They're not even winning.
Sadio
Mane hasn't lost a home game.
You see when everyone was saying, oh, Christmas period, that's going to ruin Liverpool. They won every game.
I can't believe that. Even I thought,
they put a second team out, still won yesterday.
But you know one thing, all banter aside, and obviously I know on our channel.
You mean before yesterday, Jack?
Oh, yeah.
But you know, we're
how dare you guys record the podcast the week before? How dare you? I'm coming back when there's no Just Eat. Piss off, mate.
But you know, all banter aside, I think the football community, like people said something like, is the Invincibles from Arsenal versus the Unbearables. And I'm thinking, it's so disrespectful to call them the Unbearables and keep talking about VAR sometimes when... If I was a Liverpool fan, I would start ranting now. I'd be like, no, allow it. Allow the VAR. Give us chance respect.
Someone put a thing where...
The table with if there was no VAR, Liverpool like 13th.
I'll be real with you. Yeah. Hey, listen. You see, some of my bedrooms have said to man. Yeah, they said, Jay, you see, come May, when we lift this Premier League.
Oh, now Liverpool fans,
bro, so many Liverpool man. They said, you are done, fam. I am coming to. Bro, can you imagine if Liverpool win the
league? More than
you. But you know why?
Champions League, you know why?
Man, they're going to make it rain.
Do you know why it feels a bit odd? Because there's no battle towards it. It's like, oh, they've won it.
Bro.
And do you know why? It's a bit of an anti-climax.
Fouad is waiting.
Yeah, 180.
Fouad said he's... You guys, Fouad, yeah, he said he's won the league, he's Liverpool fan, you see him here. He's trying different sports now. He's tried darts now.
What do you know about 180?
180! Like, he's literally trying new sports.
What day did he come on the show? Was it September, October?
I cussed him.
We won it! We won the league! I told man!
Bro, and he said,
you see, that's what I love for him, but I hate the fact that his team's going to win the league.
He said, you lot, he said to me, you lot, oh look, he sent me the video.
September.
And he replayed it.
When did he send you that? September the 16th,
we are already champions.
Mad.
that was good. No, but I still stand by that.
Yeah, of course, you can't say that.
Yeah, you can't say that in September.
September the 16th.
Yes, you can.
Bro, look down the bar and said we won.
Well, he did, and he was right.
But you know that's like doing?
Sorry,
that's like sapping 50 quid on 36 on the roulette table, and it pops up. It's like, okay, yeah, well done.
But he's not talking about that.
Well done.
He's looking at the form of his team, yeah, since God knows when, and he's saying, we're just not losing. He's looking at his team thinking, we are so sick, no one else can maintain it.
Nah, but that's a punt in the dark, though. Sorry. Let's not chat rubbish.
He was right. Big up Fouad for being right.
Can I just say something?
How many points
do you think they will actually win the league by, realistically?
Oh,
could be anything.
I think it could be Man United 2000.
Nah, could be Man United 99 2000 still.
No, I think personally, it will end up only being about 5 or 6 points still. I think they're gonna lose.
Hakeem, who cares?
Nah, you know, bro, it doesn't matter.
I was thinking about this fixture. We're gonna close up the show by going over some of the fixtures. Yeah.
Wait. What about Jack's
Fulham?
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on, brother.
Actually, the one home game I didn't go to because
maybe your bad luck.
Took my niece to before yesterday. But yeah, two bangers from Harry Arter and Antti Knockaert.
What a goal!
Brilliant goals from the pair of them. Good to see Harry Arter back in the squad after his injury. Mm. And now we've got Man City away. So all that hard work and now we're knocked out the cup before we've even kicked the ball. Man City away.
Man City, you know they're going to want to win that. Oh, bro, this is what I mean about United. You know I want to win FA Cup because I want to lift side this season. And
listen, you ain't lifting nothing.
They're playing extra games, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know how busy the schedule is already, in January? And them guys have just added
extra
game.
I'll be real.
Just to lose.
This shows the level of Man United. When I saw 0-0, I was clapping still. I was like, good away.
Well, against Wolves, no. Good away draw. I was thinking that as well. They've held on against Wolves.
Hey, I was like, good away draw.
I genuinely good away draw. That.
Bro, that's the levels, man.
That's mad, though, isn't it?
That's it.
You watch it,
you see,
like, oh.
You see, when I saw United in fifth, I was like, oh, Solskjaer did better than I
thought. Yeah. You see him in the end, and he goes like, oh, it was a great result. Chong played really well.
Bro.
Telling me that Chong ain't all that. I thought he was all that for the youth team, innit?
He's good, man. But he looks like one of them be a pro players when you like mess around with the hair.
Is he good? Nah, Jay?
Oh, by the way, have you heard his press
conference? Have you heard his press conference?
Hey, Jay, have you heard his
press conference? West Brom in
Jay, have you heard his press conference for the Man City game?
Oh, man.
What's he said now?
I know. Nah. Just watch it. That's what I'm saying. A lot of smiling.
That's tomorrow, isn't it?
You mean it's now, mate? Right, it's going on as we speak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we're 10 o'clock.
Yesterday.
Oh.
It's happening right.
Yeah. Come on, Greenwood. Come on.
Here he comes.
You see that clip of Greenwood? They're going like, Greenwood is next level baller. This is just going in a circle.
Someone in the comments going to be like, Joe trying so hard to make us believe it's live.
I don't even want to know, bro.
You don't want to know. You see the video of Greenwood?
Greenwood's hard, you know.
Greenwood's actually hard, you know.
I'm serious.
And he did like a little roulette. You know, went past one player, but he just ended up in the same place.
He's a baller. I'm not saying he's not a baller.
What he was saying is just like, it should be a good game. Looking at it, it's exciting. You're talking about how exciting the game's going
to
be.
He's acting like a neutral.
Nothing about it. Yeah, he's talking like a neutral.
Like,
it should be an exciting game.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Might get a takeaway.
Anything
could happen. Might get a just eat.
He's like, anything could happen. He's like, anything could happen. Could be a... And I'm like,
do you know what I
Why don't you shut up? And I'm thinking, Man United's got a big staff group. Is there no one in the media team that's like, he's not doing press conferences well? Is no one dissing?
I'll never forget when Van Gaal was doing a madness. Giggs just distanced himself.
They're singing Louis Van Gaal's army.
And you know what? You know what? I used to make fun of what's his name? Neil Warnock's interviews, because he used to be the happy-go-lucky, like they'll lose 3-0. Yeah, they'll lose 3-0.
He's like, and he'll be like, oh, Gil for the Simpsons.
Like, he'll lose 3-0, and he'll be like,
exactly happy to be in the Premier League.
It could have been 5. Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm
fantastic performance
just happy
for the boys.
To be here.
Cried so hard, eh? And I'm like, the fight.
And Ollie has beaten this as being the worst I've seen at press conferences. I've never seen anything worse.
Talking about Giggs, you see his stupid comments about Pogba.
What did he say?
Because I think he put Instagram up saying the best way to start 2020. It was like a prayer from an imam or something like that. And he was saying, oh, it's ridiculous. He should be, the best way to start the year should be playing for Man United or something like that. And everyone was just like, it's like,
moving on, Swiftly.
Now, Man's acting like everything's his life.
Moving on, Swiftly.
Yeah.
What's the fixtures?
Let's talk about the fixtures, right? Because I think this could be the first game that Liverpool lose this season. Got Spurs.
Look at that.
Spurs versus Liverpool. I think this is where Jose is going to give Klopp his first L. Yeah, mate. Saturday.
What? Tottenham Spurs? Oh. No, Tottenham and Liverpool. No. Liverpool winning that, mate.
You reckon?
2-1 Liverpool, man. Tottenham.
No, it'll be a draw that game.
When is this week's Premier League?
The other one, this week's Premier League.
In 5 days.
Isn't it 4? Ain't it 4, Giza?
No, it's
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 5 days. 5 sleeps.
No, that's 4 days. That's 4 days.
In 4 days.
In 4 days, because this is Tuesday, apparently.
Can we just talk about it? I actually do think that Liverpool are going to lose that one, because they can't go.
You are dumb.
I don't think they're gonna.
Wait, is that Spurs' home ground though?
You know, it's like, but Harry Kane's injured. I'm like, yeah, but I back Mourinho.
And they just drew away to Middlesbrough. They had pretty much a full.
Do you know what?
Middlesbrough struggled in that league today.
This round of games is going to be mad. You know, some of the fixtures in this round is nuts.
Round of games.
Yeah.
Yeah, go
ahead. I saved it, though, innit? Don't try it. Palace, Arsenal. Yeah, that's hard. That's a big game. And Leicester, Southampton.
I'm going to that still. I'm with Arsenal.
Every time you play Palace, there's smoke somewhere.
Not this time there isn't. We're going to see our Arteta ball.
Are you taking a beret with you to Southampton away?
That's a beret. It's not even a beret. The dumbest thing is not even a beret, is it? It's not even a beret.
Let me readjust it.
Get a little moustache.
Hey, it's a bit hot in here. You know, I can't be in heat too much. We've got to wrap it up still.
Leicester Southampton.
Rumours. Seriously.
Did I have to leave that?
We went to Michael Dapper's party and I had to...
He was like, I can't go in there, it's too hot.
No, he said.
Right, leave a comment to say if you think Joel has had a transplant. Say yes or no in the comments.
He's already told everyone.
Did that really happen?
Rumours.
I was going to talk about this Greenish move. I was going to talk about Madison move.
It's all rubbish.
But I can't even be.
Bro, I don't even listen to transfer speculation anymore, man.
Listen.
I don't read
comments. Are going to be like, Joel ended the podcast early because his hairline was too hot.
Right, just before you let me go into the fixtures, number 2 in the Cheeky Sport Fantasy League. Have some of that, mate.
Have some of that.
Where am I? Sure, I need that... the check still.
I don't know, mate.
What's the fantasy check?
Yeah, the fantasy check.
Yeah, because he's number 2 in the league.
The Cheeky Sport League. Yeah.
How many people in the league?
Where are you in the Cheeky Sport League?
It's like 1,000. It's like 1,000.
Is there 1,000 in the league? 1,000 people in the league.
I don't even know if I put out a team.
Oh, look, bro, you didn't put out a team.
3,000 from the world, mate. That's me.
That's big, though.
3,000 in the world.
That's serious, man.
Yeah, my housemate's number 25 in the world.
Wow.
Mad. Anyway, let's get on to the fixtures.
25 in the world.
Just before I let you guys know, I'm not a football ficker. Yeah, cheers.
All right, so let's just do some predictions. I'm going to run through. We'll run through the fixtures. This quick prediction thing, yeah? All right, Palace, Arsenal, what's going to happen?
Palace win.
I think Palace win 2-0.
3-0.
2-0.
Zaha double. King says that and he looks in my eye.
No, because
he's trying to trick you.
I swear.
You guys,
you don't like Sellers Park.
1-0. 1-0.
2-0.
1-0. 2-0.
Chelsea Burnley.
2-1.
They flip flop. Chelsea flip flop.
Chelsea always
Burnley been
2-1.
Nah,
Chelsea.
I reckon Burnley could get a result.
Maybe you don't like Chelsea. Every result.
Like I've been saying,
Chelsea today's 5-0. Frank is a failure.
No. I think Frank Lampard's sick, but I just reckon that they'll get found out this weekend. 1-0. They lost to Southampton at home, mate. Come on.
But they win one, lose one, win one, lose one.
Yeah, yeah, 2-1 Chelsea.
I'm going to say 2-0 Chelsea.
I'm going for Burnley. Still.
Everton, Brighton. This new bounce has got to kick in now.
I'm saying Brighton.
2-0 Everton. 2-0 Everton.
No, I'm going for Brighton still.
I'm
on Potter's side. He's going to score an overhead kick and cry.
It's Carlo out if you lose.
Jack is rude, you know. My man, yeah, if you know how emotional it was for him to score and cry, and this guy's making jokes.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing or a good thing. I'm just saying
who
you're crying
about?
It.
Who? That guy like that. No,
on a real, it was sick. He seems like such a nice guy as well.
Who are you talking about?
The Iranian brother for Britain. He's doing his thing, man. Big up here.
Leicester versus Southampton.
Southampton are doing well at the moment.
This is 9-0 last time out.
Yeah, no, I'm going for Southampton still.
What, yeah, winning away from home against Leicester?
That's how the Premier League works.
Let me tell you something, Akeem. I always put myself in the shoes of a player. If I got slapped 9-0 home or away,
and this time you get slapped
3-0. I am coming back. Bro, you got to come back with a vengeance.
But that could work against you, though.
You're going to say, last time it was 9, time it was 3.
They were celebrating in the changing
room. In 4 days, we'll know the results.
Come
back to
Man United versus Norwich. This should be a 5-0 slapping. Or 4-0 slapping.
Yeah, you got to win this.
1-1, yeah, probably.
1-1 still.
3-1 United.
1-1.
Bro, we don't win that game.
1-1.
If I see any Cantwell dance moves at Man City,
I hope he scores. He's in my team.
Next one.
I heard you lot are going for him in that United.
Yeah, Man United's going for everyone. Going for Longstaff as well.
Yeah, Longstaff, you know.
Man United going for
everyone. Both of them.
The funny thing is, I think the Man United scout staff would be like, oh, that's the wrong one.
Yeah,
we bought the wrong one.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
But when it turns out, it's like, wait, no, I swear. Oh no!
Got the wrong one.
Like anyway, so Wolves versus Newcastle. Yeah, no one knows about this result, innit?
Yeah, 2-1 Wolves. 2-1.
I think Wolves will win. Yeah, I think Wolves will win. 2-0.
No,
and the final, the game of the day, Tottenham versus Liverpool.
Spurs win 3-2. I reckon 2-1 Liverpool.
So you're saying Liverpool's now taking the L, so they're not going to be invincible then? That's what you're saying.
No, I said. Right. That's what I said. I said they're not going to be invincible. 2-1 Liverpool. I don't believe they'll have an invincible Sunday game,
bro. If Liverpool lose, then the gap could be down to what?
Stop it, man.
Bro, you got to ask a question. They lost the game. All right, no, two more quickly. Bournemouth, Watford.
Don't care.
You got to do Jake's one. You, man, don't ever
give me... I don't want Bournemouth to go down.
What's your next fixture?
Bro, they've got 11,000 capacity. Go back to the championship.
Put respect on them. Put respect on Callum Wilson.
That's a rave. I can't believe... That's a rave. That's not a football game. That's a rave.
Grammar police, you're supposed to say, come back to the championship, not go back.
No, we're going up, mate. So, at Bournemouth, it's a rave. It's not a football game.
Nah, respect it.
That's all
it is.
All right, Jack. All right.
Why are you so salty about it?
What's your prediction?
I've done
TRM
gets bigger than that.
What's up? We got Hull City away, I reckon, 2-0 Fulham.
Tigers.
All right, final game.
Tigers.
Final Premier League game. Villa versus City. This is going to be goals still. Because Villa just play open.
4-1 Man City.
It's going to be like...
4-1 Man City. Greenish to get a goal. Smashed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know them ones there.
My guy Greenish to score,
he's
brother.
Hard, though. Is he good enough for Man United?
He's from your neck of the woods, isn't he?
Bro, everyone's good.
He's from your neck of the woods. Peaky Blinders. What was it? Birmingham.
Bro,
small leaf. Small leaf.
Listen, this is what I'm talking about.
Oi, my nose cheek sport, Joe.
I'm a peaky blinder.
It's all rumors.
Nuts!
It's all rumors. Hey, Keith.
Boy, Jermaine, get the shotgun.
Is that an old shirt? It is, isn't it? Or is it fake?
Real, you donut.
Nah, cut. Supposed to have two stars, isn't it?
Oi, that feels a bit dodgy.
You've only got one star.
I think it came out last year.
Why does that matter?
And on that note...
Big J.
The whole podcast
if you wore his hat and he had that stripy shirt, you look like one of them French painters.
No, my word.
You've been hearing myself, Big J.
You and Cheeky Sport game.
Sacre bleu, chai.
2020. Cheeky Sport job.
4 days.
Four days. Hey, man, peace and love. We're out.
Right, thank you.
Like, share, comment.